After weeks of back and forth and wrangling, Governor Andrew Cuomo and his Republican opponent, Mark Molinaro, have agreed to a televised debate on a New York City television station that will air at 7 p.m. this evening. But as our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, not everyone's happy.
The deal comes after the New York Post featured on its front page for 2 days in a row a picture of Cuomo in a chicken suit to illustrate what they said was the governor's reluctance to agree to terms of a debate. Besides Cuomo, Mark Molinaro will be the only other candidate invited. Molinaro says he wanted more than one debate, and he sought to focus on upstate New York and Long Island as well as New York City. Molinaro, speaking on a cell phone and a conference call with reporters, says as the underdog in the race, he's taking what he can get for now.
We are debating tomorrow. We are demanding that you join us in calling for at least another one or two debates to the upstate interests and other interests across the state. And quite frankly, I think the governor would have to explain why the state of New York isn't important enough to engage in a public debate. That's more his issue than mine.
A spokeswoman for Governor Cuomo's campaign turned the tables on Molinaro, saying it is the Republican candidate who has been reluctant to debate. After days of ducking the debate, we're glad Mark Molinaro has finally agreed, said spokeswoman Danny Lever. The other candidates in the race for governor are dismayed, though, over not being included in the forum. Independent candidate for governor and former Syracuse mayor Stephanie Miner says a single debate downstate hurts democracy.
Fundamental to our democracy is the idea that voters deserve to hear from you and deserve to hear your ideas, your values, your policy, and have some questioning put behind that. I think we are all better off when that happens. The policies are stronger. The voters are more informed. Our democracy is better. And it's just Andrew Cuomo is doing a disservice to this state by not allowing that to happen.
Miner says incumbent governors in other states who, like Cuomo, are ahead in the polls, have still agreed to hold several debates with their opponents. One other debate in the governor's race is planned for November 1st in Albany. It will be hosted by the League of Women Voters and the College of St. Rose. The League's Jennifer Wilson says Molinaro, Miner, Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins, and Libertarian candidate Larry Sharp have all accepted. But Governor Cuomo has so far not said yes.
We want him to be there, but we can't force him to be there. We're going to do everything we can to get him there. But if he doesn't come, we're going to honor those four candidates that did show up and that are putting themselves out there for the voters.
Wilson says having just one debate between the two major party candidates is unacceptable.
There's five candidates that are going to appear on the ballot, not two candidates. And we really need to hear from all five candidates at the same time so that voters can make an informed decision on Election Day.
The November 1 debate will be live streamed on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, as well as on the League's and College's websites. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.